What is America? Again, I ask this question in all sincerity. What is America? That question was seemingly answered by our founding father, Benjamin Franklin, when he told fledgling Americans then, that is early Americans, that America was a republic, if you can keep it, a republic if you can keep it. Perhaps we were a republic then, but is America a republic now? And perhaps more importantly, will America be a republic in the future? And even more important than that, will America survive for the long term as the land of the brave and the free? Will we? That is the land where true freedom lives. Will it? We were at the beginning and seemingly now, seemingly so, we were a country, a nation, a people founded upon a constitution. A magnificent, principled country with clear values, strong morals, founded upon a Judeo-Christian ethic, building a lifestyle founded upon the rule of law, with an incredible faith in the strength of our country and its future. We were ready, our forefathers were, to sacrifice, whether in war, for the good of others, our fellow men, and certainly our fellow Americans. We welcomed immigrants to our shores. In fact, all of us, every American citizen with the exception of Native Americans, came from immigrants themselves. We took pleasure in welcoming the persecuted, the forlorn, the tired, the exiles, and those who sought opportunity and a better way of life. We welcomed them to America so that they could become Americans. Americans. We believed in a melting pot where differences were dissolved, all the while cultural and ethnic characteristics were preserved. No matter our differences, and they were always there, we became one nation, indivisible, under God, constantly in the pursuit of those greatest of concepts, liberty and justice for all. We protected and preserved democracy. The individual was critical, never to be trampled by a majority. The rights of all were protected, and our constitutional freedoms, our Bill of Rights, well-defined and expanded. It was good to be an American. In fact, it was the best citizenship in the world, perhaps in all of history. We were a nation under God, blessed by God, always with abundant opportunity for those pursuing their dreams, their American dreams, and willing to work, really work to make them happen. But it seems in some ways that was America then. And so I ask the question again, is that America today? And are we the people, the American people of today, cut of the same cloth as our forefathers? Are we? I wonder sometimes. Perhaps America began to change, fundamentally change, in 1992, when William Jefferson Clinton, governor of Arkansas, was elected president of the United States. That election seemed to mark the beginning of fundamental changes in America, at least to me it did. America had, before that epochal election, been generally politically conservative, although always with liberal political undertones. The millennials came upon us, as did Gen X and Gen Y and Gen Z, however you define that. And it seemed as though the values and morals of America began to change, and change with them, becoming ever more secular and even unconcerned with the America of old, truly unconcerned with its history, especially constitutional history. Supreme Court decisions changed. Constitutional principles and legislation and the rule of law were generously and liberally interpreted. All things political became organic, flexible, and changing, and current, more current than constitutional. Activist judges became the norm. Congress seemed to become more aggressive and politically divided. Rancor and argumentation replaced dialogue and discourse. House defied Senate, and legislative consensus became difficult, if not impossible. It seemed as though America stalled, perhaps even to the point of questioning its very own identity. Who were we? We asked, who were we as a people, and what did we believe? I mean, really believe? Was it time for change, fundamental change in our great country, our values, our ethics, even our morality? Was it time to rethink and restructure? An aggressive, often angry, determined minority thought so. And then came something which in and of itself changed America. The activist president. the activist president, upsetting the constitutional checks and balances. Presidential power began to grow in 1992. President Clinton began to gradually, even subtly, expand the power of the president, and executive orders, some reasonable and necessary, became the norm. The norm. When Congress failed to act, which it did frequently, the president filled the void. Agencies became empowered, often implementing policies, rules, and regulations without restraint and without congressional oversight. Significant legislative control began to increase, and freedoms, once thought absolute and inalienable, granted by the Almighty Himself, began to be eroded and constitutionally reinterpreted. We the people, accustomed to our freedoms and the opportunities they offered, slowly began to realize that America was changing, fundamentally changing, constantly changing, moving away from its moorings, its history, the fundamentals of its glorious past, and changing again fundamentally in so many ways. So much so that right-thinking Americans began anew to ask the most fundamental question of all. What is America? Again, what is America? Perhaps the answer to so many Americans was that we began to realize that the republic given to us by our forefathers and our Constitution was something we might not be able to keep after all. Millions saw America as becoming something different, perhaps totally different, and considerably less than it was. What exactly was this change? What was the change? These constant changes politically, legislatively, culturally, and religiously, which were happening to America, what were they and what did they mean? Were they for the good? And did we, the people, the majority, agree? What was happening in America since 1992, the Clinton era, and then Bush, and then finally the most activist president perhaps America has ever had, Obama? What was happening to America? It was in fact changing, radically changing, and the fundamental political question to be asked was, should this changing America change back? Change back. The answer to that question seemed to come loud and clear in November 2016. America, Federalist at the core, voted to change back. The President, the Senate, the House of Representatives, and Supreme Court, all of that should change back, we the people said. And so the battle for the heart and soul of America began in earnest. We, a country deeply divided, angry at each other, without dialogue or discourse, and in many cases, without respect for our fellow Americans. The day of compromise and accommodation was over. We the people became us and them. Civility and accommodation were replaced by right and wrong, our way or the highway. Winning, being right, was all that mattered, and the chasm dividing Americans seemed to widen every day. We were becoming two Americas, the one conservative, the other liberal, and ne'er the twain shall meet. It seems as though America is that way today, does it not to you? And it may very well be that way for the long term, split in half. Since at or about 1992, some 25 years ago, fundamental change began to occur. There began the age of post-conventionalism, that is, the past. The historical American past began to have lesser value and lesser meaning, in some cases, if any at all. Our morals, our values, founded upon Judeo-Christian ethic, gave way to a moral relativism. Absolutes were attacked and done away with. There were no standards for right and wrong as before. They were replaced by an ever-growing situation ethics, things right or wrong at the time, or right or wrong for me, but without universal application. Religions of all kinds were on the wane, as was spiritual vitality, especially the old line denominations. They were in real decline. Christianity and its principles, once clear, objective, and even absolute, became interpreted and reinterpreted, watered down, and in some cases virtually meaningless. It was the beginning of the post-Christian era in America, as so clearly and glibly stated by Barack Hussein Obama. Do you really think that man was a Christian? America, Obama told us in 2008, and for the next 8 years was no longer a Christian nation. America was now religiously diverse, whether Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Sikh, or even cults, whatever they believed. Judeo-Christian ethics and values were suspect and subject to change. America had become progressive, organic, moving forward to a new day and age, untethered, no longer anchored to its past. In fact, the history of America was being rewritten, first deconstructed, and then changed in so many ways and reprioritized. A whole new educational system came into being, a common core, uniform and fundamentally different in so many ways. Education reprioritized and restated, and it was federal government controlled. Forces were at work everywhere, changing, eroding, eliminating the traditional, the conservative, and at a breathtaking pace, overwhelming to millions of Americans. What, we the people asked, what? What was happening to America? After Clinton and a stagnant but changing Bush 8 years, and then with an overpowering, aggressive Obama 8 years, what was happening to America? Perhaps we became conscious once again of the wisdom of Ronald Reagan, who reminded us that freedoms, the bedrock of our country, our constitutional freedoms, if they were once lost, were lost forever. We saw that as the Bill of Rights was changed, amended, and most importantly, reinterpreted by an activist judicial system and Supreme Court. We witnessed a firm establishment of abortion rights, Roe v. Wade hanging over our heads. And of course, marriage changed. And there were alternative lifestyles which were advanced, like transgender. Free speech was curtailed, and the changers were more concerned with hate speech, that is probably anything that you say that differs from what I say, than freedom of speech, the basic concept and constitutional core of freedom of speech was changing. And of course, the battle ensued against religion, and especially Judeo-Christian religions. Politicians and especially judges sought to limit religion, excise it from the public square, consign it to the four walls of a church or synagogue. Radicals and progressives sought to change the actual wording of the First Amendment, changing freedom of religion to freedom of worship. What a radical change that would be. The motivation was evident, and Americans began to rebel, especially Christians and Jews. Witness and testimony soon became hate speech, and restrictions and prohibitions sprang up everywhere. The marketplace, the workplace, and even the public square, full of restrictions. Keep your beliefs to yourself or run the risk of being labeled hate monger, with, of course, your hate speech, or trampling upon the feelings, the sensitivities of others. Believe what you want, but watch your words. The end of the unconditional, unabridged freedom of speech granted by the First Amendment of our Constitution. The beginning of the end. Even the freedom to worship and witness within the walls of the church was threatened. Pastors and religious leaders were forbidden to politicize, to take positions on political or cultural issues, and they were absolutely forbidden to endorse political candidates. That was so because of the Johnson Amendment. Remember that one? The Johnson Amendment, 1954. Legally there, it was there on the books, but never really enforced or threatened to be enforced until now. The last 8 years, the Obama years, saw the Obama administration and its rogue and biased IRS seek to enforce the restriction on religious speech, or at least threaten religious leaders with the possibility of the removal of tax exemption, or even the filing of criminal charges. Isn't that something? Absolutely unbelievable. Watch your words, or watch the coming of all brand new restrictions, pastors and rabbis, even within your very own house of worship. America, as it liberalized and became more progressive, became at the same time all the more divided. Angry argumentation replaced dialogue and discourse. A whole new generation, sensitive, overly so, different, entitled, and often without respect or appreciation for traditional America, arose. What was once indivisible became readily divisible. Rights once thought inalienable became flexible, without guarantee, and even without constitutional protection. We the people entered an age of anything goes, anything goes, where patriotism gave way to globalism, where democracy began to be replaced by socialism, and where America and we the people were told we are no longer exceptional, no longer different, no longer unique, no more so than any other peoples or nations in the world, so said Barack Hussein Obama.